The Democratic Party held the event to encourage volunteers to keep collecting Walker recall signatures. Leading Democrats, often mentioned as gubernatorial candidates, were invited to make remarks. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says collective bargaining powers for public sector workers would be restored if Walker loses a recall election.
It were to give people the right to collectively bargain and organize. That's something that has to come back.
State Senator Tim Cullen of Janesville also says collective bargaining should return to full strength and says fighting Bob La Follette fought the same battle now being waged against Governor Walker.
And that is, who shall rule? Shall it be the people or shall it be money? And right now money's ruling, and when we get through, the people are going to rule again.
Former Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk stressed plain talk and consistency.
You speak the truth, you say what you're going to do, and you're going to do what you say. And everyone in this state knows that if Governor Walker had told us what he was going to do, he would not be governor today.
And Wisconsin Professional Firefighters President Malin Mitchell, who says he's not a politician, got the crowd going by tapping his hand on the podium and leading a chant.
When I say people, you say power, people,
power,
people,
power.
Democrats will only say they have more than 500,000 recall signatures collected and will keep going towards their goal of more than 700,000. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.